know that is young for anyone in our coven to have mastered all of their magic.
Okay, can we try again?
Of course we can. I'm here to help you in any way I can. Now, let's see what you're doing wrong. First things first, clear your mind and focus on just you. Think about what it is that you're holding. Think about what it is you want that object to do. Think about your power that comes from your center. And feel the power as it travels from your center and down your arm. Feel the power as it travels from your arm and into the object. Now, remove your hand from the object and open your eyes. I looked at Aaron and couldn't help but be proud of what he had just done. After dozens of mishaps, he'd finally levitated a book. The look of shock and awe on his face most definitely made up for the few singed hairs I had earned for my troubles.
Elliot! I did it! Look! I did it! Holy shit! I actually levitated something!
See? You just need to remember that your strength comes from here, I said to him, as I tapped him gently on the chest. I'd noticed that too often he became flustered and frustrated, and that only added to his mishaps. We all started out somewhere. We all learned at different speeds. Aaron had the potential to be so much, but he often didn't recognize that. Seeing how happy he was at doing something so simple caused me to smile.
Do you think we can try something else?
No. And I'm not trying to rain on your parade, but we need to make sure that you've mastered this before moving on. Remember?
I know. I'm just excited and got carried away.
It's to be expected. It's unquestionably something to be very proud of. Definitely make sure you tell Papa and Dad tonight at the celebration.
I will. I can't wait. Do you think that Papa will be proud of me?
Yes. You know they will both be very proud of you, as am I. Now, let's stick with the book for a little while longer, and then we will work our way up in size and see how you do with levitating larger objects, I told Aaron reassuringly.
Oh, hey, I never thought about that. I can't wait to levitate larger things.
I smiled at Aaron and tried my hardest to remember what it was like to be so young. I wasn't old, but I was almost 70 years older than the twins were. By paranormal standards, that wasn't much. By human standards, that was a complete lifetime. We spent the next several hours levitating various objects. We stuck with books to begin with, and then slowly moved up in size. By the time it was time for us to get ready for the party in Montana, Aaron was levitating entire rooms of furniture at a time. It had seemed that once he finally found his center, finally found his strength, he took it and ran.
That's great.
You've done an amazing job today, Aaron, I told him before giving him a tight hug.
Can we maybe try again tomorrow? I'm sorry, Elliot, with it being so close to the start of the party. All I can think about is Eric and the twins. I can't wait to see them.
That's fine. Why don't we go get ready and we'll go in a little bit?
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan.
And with that, Aaron was gone. It had been a crazy few months, and it still upset me that I hadn't yet seen my youngest brother and his new mate. I was supposed to have met them in Montana at the previous party celebrating their mating, but I could have sworn I was feeling the presence of my one and followed the trail. What I encountered wasn't my one, but the vindictive bitch that was out for the Honey Creek Den. Before I could stop her, she cast a spell on me and knocked me out flat. Most definitely not my greatest moment. It wasn't until later when Papa found me that I realized I'd been lucky. Because of who I was, the spell had simply knocked me out. On most other warlocks or any shifter or human, the spell would have killed them. It wasn't widely known just how powerful Papa and his offspring were. There were just certain things that were better off remaining mysterious and unknown. I wanted to actually enjoy a long hot shower before joining our family in Montana, so I started toward my room in Dad and Papa's house. Once I arrived, I quickly and efficiently stripped with the simple